Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
560-60-973 is the number to ring. Meantime, let's get an update on a fascinating story from the United States. The US actor Bill Cosby will be charged in an investigation into an alleged sexual assault more than a decade ago, prosecutors are set to announce. Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington, joins me now. Simon, just remind us about the background to this, will you?
Absolutely, John. Well, as you know, Bill Cosby has faced a whole slew of allegations from women all over the United States about his alleged behavior towards them. But he has so far, up until today, not faced any criminal charges in connection with any of those claims. And that's partly due to the fact that a lot of them relate to events that allegedly took place many years ago, past what in America is known as the statute of limitations, the point at which criminal charges can be brought. Now, in Pennsylvania, where he is now facing charges of aggravated indecent assault, the clock was ticking with regard to one particular case, a woman who was a university employee who told police that Bill Cosby drugged and abused her during a visit to his home just outside Philadelphia in 2004. Prosecutors had until January of 2016 to file charges against him, because after that the statute of limitations would kick in and he wouldn't be able to face any criminal charges relating to those events. And so now, in the dying hours of 2015, prosecutors in Pennsylvania say yes, they are going ahead with this case. He will be arraigned in court, we're told, in just a few hours' time, and he's facing some fairly serious charges, a first-degree felony charge in Pennsylvania. Again, the first time Bill Cosby has been charged with any crime.
And do you get the impression, Simon, that this is a one-off, or could Bill Cosby perhaps be like Jimmy Savile in here in the UK, the first of a number of celebrities to face these kind of allegations and ultimately charges and conviction?
Well, of course, there's a huge difference between the US and the UK, John, and that relates to this statute of limitations. Many of the prosecutions that have followed the Jimmy Savile revelations in the UK could not take place in the United States because of their historic nature. It's not possible for the authorities to bring those kind of historic cases to court decades after they allegedly took place. These prosecutors in Pennsylvania have clearly decided that there is a case to answer for. The district attorney has said, we are able to seek justice on behalf of the victim. She is cooperating with the authorities, and as a result, I think we may be seeing Bill Cosby appearing in court within a few hours' time, formally, to be facing those charges. Now, whether this leads to further criminal charges being brought against him relating to other cases, and whether it leads to any kind of Savile-style broader move against people here in the United States, I think that's always been in doubt, again, because of the limitations that prosecutors face in bringing criminal charges, you know, 10, 12, 15 years after an event allegedly took place.
Simon, thanks very much. That was Simon Marks, LBC's correspondent in Washington.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.